What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Fitness on the Front Lines, where we do believe that life is like a box of chocolates. Eric, how are you doing today?
Good.
How has your day been today as a whole?
Resting?
Just pretty
chilling?
It's been pretty nice. I had to, like, today it rained, and my job, if it rains, we don't really do anything because we work outside. So it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice to take just like a full rest day because I have not done a lot of high volume squats or tempo squats, which I've done two, like back to back. So my legs are screaming right now. I have not done that in a long, long time. Done wall balls again for the first time in like forever on Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. And that was murder. What was funny is, like, right afterwards, we were supposed to go for a one rep max. Or at least a heavy single. Was it heavy single or one rep max?
Heavy single.
Push press and then push jerk. Mm-hmm. I PR'd my push press, but, like, my push jerk, I was like, I got within, like, 30 pounds of my max because my legs were just not having it. So I was pretty excited about that, at least. But. Yeah, for the most part, because I was like, when I saw the workout, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to crush that. I just set a new strict press PR and all that, and I'm like, I'm going to absolutely crush this, too. And then, nah. Then my legs said, no, sir, you won't. Did you have any particularly hard workouts this week?
Just normal.
Just normal? All run-of-the-mill stuff.
Yep.
Doing a lot of max out, stuff this week.
Mm-hmm.
Was today's today we're maxing out something today, right?
Snatch, I think.
Maxing out snatch. Ooh, that'll be fun. See how many people actually show up for that.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, ooh, snatch work. No. But I don't know. Here lately, the mood's kind of changed around snatches. We've kind of like people kind of come around to it. They're like, okay, it's not so bad. You know,
they're not going anywhere.
No, so. They're not going anywhere. Might as well not treat it like they are. You know. So, also, I saw where Dave Castro kind of hinted, like he did one of those like really loose hints that he likes to do about what the first event at the games are going to be. He was like, I think he said it's going to be some swimming for a long distance and then some paddling for an even longer distance. And that's about how he said it. What do you think about that? I'm very unexcited.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it, but...
No, I'm like, dude, those events are so boring to watch, dude. What are you... I'm starting to get aggravated at Castro. I am. I'm getting very aggravated. I'm like, CrossFit is supposed to be a spectacle sport. It's supposed to be something that's cool to watch.
Yeah, but you also got to find the fittest, so you have to put those long ones in there.
I mean, I understand that, too, but the first event, you know, like... the last event that they had, or the last games they had, where it was everyone before Corona and all that stuff, that was just, it was the snatches, the rope climbs, and the run.
Mm-hmm.
Quintessential CrossFit, like, you couldn't have written a better, like, this is what CrossFit is workout. And that was so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, that kind of thing is fun to watch. And that's going to test fitness because it's like, do you actually do CrossFit? Or do you do all this crazy stuff thinking that it's going to make you be better at the games?
Yeah.
You know? And so for me, like, seeing that as a first event, I'm like, man, you really make me want to tune in, don't you? You know, you really want to make this sport, you know, the next UFC, don't you, Dave? You know, it's like, what if they would have programmed the marathon row first? It has 4 hours of just sitting people watch there. Sitting people row. That would have been so boring. It was boring to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But at least it was in the middle of the games, you know, or at least something like that, you know. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on it. Like, I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm like, all right, Dave.
I mean, I'm used to it. Four games in a row, it was swimming first, so.
Really? Four in a row?
Mm-hmm. And... paddling and swimming was like 2 years ago was the first event, so it's nothing new.
Huh.
Because the first event I've ever watched from the CrossFit Games was swimming, thrusters, and burpees.
And it was oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, even still, like, that's like, I don't know, I feel like that's still a little bit more, at least just like a little bit more entertaining to watch, because it's like, there's some break there.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever it's just pure... I don't know, when it's just pure, like, just long-form swimming. If it ends up not being just long-distance swimming, great. You know, that'd be awesome, you know? Because I do like to watch the swim events, especially whenever they go, like, swim in the ocean and stuff. That's some of the fun stuff to watch because mm-hmm. you get to see people have to, like, deal with waves and things. Lake swimming's not that cool to watch. It's just kind of like, all right, whose arm's going to burn out first? Oh, T is in front. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, but I like to see whenever they're, like, you know, their floaties are flying all over the place that they're having to carry with them and all that stuff. And that's what I want to see. I want to see them die. I want to witness real death. No, I'm joking. Anyways, guys, we have a few topics today on the actual roster. First, a very common thing that we typically hear people say, and not necessarily just in a CrossFit gym. This is just as far as people that are dieting anywhere, or people that are interested in it, they're like, it's just so expensive. It's so expensive. And for one, I agree with you. And then for two, I disagree with you. Because here's the question that I want to, a counter question that I want to pose. Is it expensive or is junk food cheap?
I mean, junk food is pretty cheap.
It is pretty cheap. Because, like, you go, all right, I can go into Kroger across the street right now and go get, like, a bundle of bananas, right? Very good for you, very nutritious. And I can also go get a box of Little Debbie's, and I'll tell you which one is cheaper. It's definitely the box of Little Debbie's. And that's sad. Mm-hmm. That as a country, that's sad to see. That it's actually cheaper to eat unhealthy. And so, therefore, it makes people think that it's not... Well, it makes people think that it's too expensive to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've said several times on the episode that the best way to eat healthy is to shop the perimeter of your grocery store. And there's ways around that perimeter to actually eat fairly healthy for fairly cheap. Now we're not about to sit here and tell you exactly how to do that. But what exactly is your thoughts on people saying that dieting is just too expensive?
I mean, it's, do you really want it or do you not? Like,
yeah.
Look, I don't have the most money in the world, but I make it work.
Right.
So, like, you don't go in there buying bison meat.
No.
For yourself, unless it's, like, special occasion or, like, no. Your $40 ribeyes or whatever. Like,
no.
I'm eating chicken a lot, so.
Right. See, like, you said it right there. How bad do you want it? I heard somebody say one time at our old gym, it was Teresa, she said, this is about CrossFit in general, about how people say that CrossFit's too expensive, and that's a whole other podcast in itself, too. But I kind of attribute this to the same vein, is that someone said that CrossFit, that they couldn't afford it to her, and she said, I can't afford not to do it.
Yeah.
So I take that in the same way as, like, I can't afford to not eat healthy.
Yeah.
What that means is that whether or not you are, say you don't eat healthy and you're just like, it's just much cheaper to go to McDonald's to do the dollar menu, and you're actually, you know, not that unhealthy looking, you're pretty average, you know, weight, pretty average height, and you feel fine for now. Those things, remember that I said for now. Those things are going to catch up to you. Now, if you look around and see people around your age that are, you know, heavier in weight, I'm pointing myself, those things catch up to those people sooner. But eventually, it is going to catch up to you. And that's something that you can prepare for now, or you can try to take care of later, as in you can try to stop the house fire before it starts, or you can go around with buckets of water trying to put out the fire after it's already started. That's the way that you got to think about it, right?
Yeah.
Because you know, if you're sitting there trying to, I forget what there's an actual term for it. There's a saying for it, but you know, eating, I think Katie even said it that, or I can't remember exactly who it was that said it. But eating healthier now actually saves you on doctor's bills later.
Yeah.
Because what you do whenever you're eating healthy is you're taking care of your body and your body's enjoying it. And so you don't develop these things like chronic disease, like heart disease and things like that. Because whenever you do develop these diseases, obviously you're actually going to be out of more money because you're going to have to end up taking care of all that kind of stuff too. So what are your thoughts on that bit too?
I mean, how bad do you want it?
Right. Like it just goes right back to how bad do you want it? Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty simple. It's either do that or get on medicine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to modern medicine. I'm not one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be on it though.
No.
I don't want to have to rely on it.
Yeah. No.
I had an uncle, and he passed away from health conditions. I hope that my family don't get mad at me for telling this, but he passed away from health conditions. He had heart conditions, all kinds of different health stuff. He had diabetes, all kinds of stuff, and you can guess about what he looked like. He was severely overweight and stuff. My dad was going over there to help his sister clean out her, you know, husband's, you know, stuff that, you know, that she could. And so she showed him how much medicine that he took in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was just constantly, she just kept pouring out pills and pills and pills from all these different bottles. So she had a small handful. And I was just like, Dad told me about that later. And I was like, what? Are you serious? And so that made me like, that to me was right around the time that the wheel started to turn for me, before I started to try to get healthy. And I was just like, that's where I'm headed. I don't want that. No, I don't want that. I don't want to have to pay all these doctor's bills. I don't want to have to constantly be going to these pharmacies, paying for all this medicine. I don't have to pay these insurance bills. I don't want to have to constantly have to rely on pills just to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, paying a couple extra dollars for a pound of meat, as opposed to a bunch of little Debbie's, is worth that.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you say that dieting is too expensive, you're putting a very low dollar amount on your life. I know it's very harsh to say, but that's true. I mean, really think about that for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, how much do you care about yourself? If you don't care much about yourself, how much do you care about the people around you?
Mm-hmm.
Your family, your kids, your spouse, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, nieces, everyone that's around you, right? How much do you actually care about them?
Yeah.
You know, because whenever you're gone, it's going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to suck for them. And for you now to be like, yeah, you know, dying is just too expensive. I can't really afford it. I can't do that. I'm bringing it right back to, I can't afford not to, because I would like to be able to play with my kids whenever I have them. I want to be able to feel good whenever I'm 60. I want to feel good whenever I'm 80. I want to make it to 90. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to make it there, you know, because you don't see, obese old people. I'm talking about really old people. I'm talking about like people in their 80s. You don't.
Mm-mm.
If you know a single 80-year-old who is like morbidly obese, that person is freshly morbidly obese. They didn't make it that way. They didn't make it to their being that way. So, I mean, it's kind of a harrowing thing to think about. I know we kind of just got like super deep out of nowhere. but it's just something that like we try to get people to think about, is that dieting is a lot more important than what you think. And taking it seriously is a lot more important than you think. And you don't have to like sit there and, you know, I know that me and you are both are doing this where you have to like actually measure out every little thing that you do. You don't have mm-hmm. to do that. You just have to not pick up the little Debbie's and go pick up the bundle of bananas. You know what I mean? So that's the difference. But then another topic that, you know, we'll go ahead and segue straight into something else, is that what if you're the only one in your house that's doing it. You know, what do you have any advice for somebody that's the only person in their household that's doing it?
Just that's advanced planning.
Advanced planning?
Yeah, you've got to plan it out.
Okay. So what would you suggest that they do as far as advanced planning?
Probably meal prep.
So like you're saying just like once a week that you'd have to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's guys, that's really all you have to do is just once a week. Mm-hmm. If you don't have 30 minutes once a week, I'm sorry. Like, I mean, because that's about 30 minutes to an hour. Let's be gracious about it.
It is easier, I think, if you are counting macros, because then you can kind of make it work.
Yeah, you can just, like, do it in bulk.
Yeah.
You know.
But, yeah, I mean, if you're the only one doing it, I mean, it's tricky.
Yeah.
But you got to just plan it out, and if they're eating whatever, then they're on their own.
Yeah.
So Chelsea told me a long time ago.
You got to be comfortable with not eating what everybody else is eating.
Yeah.
That's hard. That is hard. I will admit, that is no easy feat. We as humans treat food as a social entity.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes from that goes from, you know, holidays all the way down to, you know, Taco Tuesday at, you know, the Bern Gruber's house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that kind of thing is you have to change your mindset. I saw somebody say, I think it was Ryan Fish. He said, you have to change the way that you think about food.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change the way that you think about it. That is no longer I get to eat this. It's eat with a purpose.
Yeah.
I'm eating this so that way I can be this.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, that's not easy because most people, I feel like most people are actually live to eat people instead of eat to live. If you're a eat to live person, I envy you for one. Because I know me and the environment that I grew up in, where, you know, a lot of church and a lot of church food, and, you know, we would go to like revivals and stuff and they would have, you know, like potluck dinners and stuff after, you know, after service and stuff. And so we're sitting there all the time eating. Mm-hmm. And that's just it. And so that created for us, at least, an environment of, you know, social eating. So eating is like a social event. For me, what I would suggest, and I've done this before. I have done this before, is Eric suggested earlier to meal prep, advanced planning, meal prep. Take you some food. Let if you feel like the person would think it was rude. We're about to talk about that here in just a second. but I've done this before. I've taken my food to some place and then I've ate and it was very hard not to eat what they cooked because what they had smelled way better than what I had. But it goes down to willpower, right back to how bad do you want it? And if your willpower is kind of weak, I mean, I get that too. Willpower comes in waves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that like it stays constant. It's not like you're going to constantly be at 100% willpower to not do this. It's like some days you wake up and it's like 70%, some days it's 98%, some days it's 2%. You know, we've all been there on those days. But don't be afraid to at least ask if it'd be cool if you brought your own food, because you've been like real strict on your diet and stuff, and you're just trying to succeed. But then we brought up our last point that was going to say is that, what you know, say what if somebody thought it was rude, or what if it's just too inconvenient to bring it, right? What if you're at a holiday event? You know, right now we're the time of summer, you know, time of barbecues and cookouts, hot dogs, mm-hmm. hamburgers, and, you know, barbecue chicken and, you know, things like that. People's like, hey, why don't you come over? We're going to have a pool party and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there's just like a huge smorgasbord of food, you know, there. What advice would you, Eric, give to someone that has to go there without any kind of meal prep or any way to bring anything?
Pick and choose.
Pick and choose. Just, yeah,
I
mean, just
do
it.
I do this all the time at Chelsea's family things, because there's casseroles and God knows what in those things.
Yes.
I don't touch them. I just make my way around. Like, if it's something that I know that they just had to, like simply make,
mm-hmm.
rather than
you
all
mean
this,
like if they grilled it, like,
yeah,
immediately?
If they grilled it, or salad usually comes out of a bag.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't have a whole lot of ingredients, I'll go for it.
Right. If you could read the ingredients list and pronounce all the words,
yeah,
you'll eat
but
it.
But if there's a casserole with, like, a brown layer, bunch of cheese, whatever else is in there, I'm not going. I'm not doing it.
Just absolutely not.
Yeah, you know. I'm not saying casseroles are bad, but if I'm, like,
right.
being serious about this, yeah.
Right. But what about whenever it comes time for Christmas time?
Whatever. Christmas
just,
is fine.
Just eat.
Yeah.
That's the exception. When you go to, like, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, holidays and all that is, like,
yeah.
do what you want.
Like, big holidays and stuff, it only happens once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take that away from yourself.
No.
You know, live a little.
Yeah.
There is such thing as being too strict.
Yeah.
Because it's once. Even if you have, like, something every single weekend for the entire month of December, and, you know, from actually, if you have something every single weekend from Thanksgiving all the way to the after the new year is coming, still do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it only happens once. And you don't want to sit there and think, like, man, this whole Christmas was miserable solely because you couldn't eat the way that you wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's very possible too. But just, there's certain times where you should live a little, and that's like around Christmas time, those kinds of holidays, because it is actually impossible.
Yeah.
I remember you said, like, around, like, Black Iron Nutrition and stuff, they had told you just don't even worry about counting
mm-hmm.
or anything. Would you still count during the week?
Yeah.
But whenever you would, like, go to
if
say, like, your mom's
of,
Christmas
yeah,
or something, you just wouldn't count at all. It's mm-hmm. just null.
Yeah,
it's just
do whatever.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That is actually really nice. But as soon as you got back, it's like the next
yeah,
you're
day. Right back, at it.
Right back in it. Was it hard?
No.
Wasn't it hard to get right back into
mm-hmm.
it? Huh. I feel like some people would have a hard time with that. I mean, I have had hard times with
yeah.
it before. Now, that just depends on the time. You know, like I said, willpower comes in waves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've been like, I ate too much. I feel like absolute garbage. I'm ready to get back eating right.
Because
mm-hmm. A lot of times what happens is whenever you absolutely just engorge yourself like that, because that's what's happening. Let's be honest here. You're engorging.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it. But whenever you engorge yourself like that, what you're actually going to do is you're going to make yourself feel like garbage. Because whenever you go from eating like a trash can to eating really well, it is gradual the way that you feel. You'll like wake up one day, you're like, man, I actually do feel pretty good. But then you'll go back and eat like a trash can once, and you'll be like, whoa, I actually feel a lot better than I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eating that way does not make me feel good. And so you will actually look forward to getting back onto your diet because you want to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I know that whenever I had the absolute strictest I believe I ever was on my diet was leading up to my Spartan race. And whenever I got there that day, I felt fantastic. And then doing the actual race itself, I was great. Whenever I got done, went and got crystals. Well, because I felt like I'd kind of earned it. But even still after that, completely fine. And then the rest of the week after that, I ate completely, like, as good as I could,
mm-hmm.
right? I tried to eat as good as I could. I wanted to maintain it. I didn't want to feel like garbage anymore because I was like, man, I feel on top of the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a few little, you know, ideas and tidbits about sticking to your diet and, you know, about ways that you can ways to, like, really change your mindset more so. Instead of giving you tips of, like, this item's cheaper than this item. This episode is more so just about, like, change your mindset just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all baby steps. Do you have any closing remarks that you would like to make?
Nope.
Cool. All right, guys. This has been a fun episode to do. If you want to check us out on any of our other social medias, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube under Rocket City CrossFit. You can check us out on our other podcast, The Secret Dungeon. And you can tune in next week when we're going to have the King Ronnie Coleman on.
If you can walk in here.
if you could. Yeah, buddy, lightweight. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.